Good is born in originality. Good is born in originality. We all hear the stories about brotherly love, and we hear the stories about brothers who are fighting with one another. We hear the stories about brothers who don't get along. We hear the stories about brothers who love each other deeply and completely. And really, what is this story all about? Good is born in originality. If you have an original idea in your mind, in your thought, in your being, that original idea is something very special to you. Now, you may have an original thought in your mind that says, I like me, of yourself. And that may be very original because you have not liked yourself for a long time and you have not been happy with yourself, you have not been good to yourself. And so, your good is just floating around unclaimed by you or anyone else. It's about time that we all recognize that good is born in originality. We can be original by being unconditionally loving of ourselves and everyone in our world. Do you have the ability to look at the world around you and not judge it? Do you have the ability to look around you and see everyone in the world doing beautiful things, even though it appears that they are not doing beautiful things? Do you have the ability to look around you and turn the other cheek? Do you have the ability to look around you and lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your light? From whence cometh your help? From whence cometh all that is good in your life? We have the opportunity to be original, and for each of us, whatever we do is original. If I love my dog, I love my dog in a very original way. I love my dog in a very spectacular way, in a very marvelous way. And you say, well, everybody loves their dog that way. No, they don't. Everyone has a different attitude about themselves. And I love my dog like I love myself. I like myself. I say, all is in divine order. I say, all is good and very good. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And as I say that, I just sort of tingle and exude, I like me. I just have this feeling in and through me so wonderfully and so powerfully and so originally that nobody on earth has ever done it quite the way that I do it. Nobody on earth has ever been as good and likable as I am, as you are. For each of us expresses our own uniqueness, our own originality, in a way that nobody else can or will do. Not because they cannot do it, but because they are themselves, and they express it in their own original manner. So, I take my walk with Rex, my dog, my beautiful golden retriever, and as we're walking along, he comes up from behind me, and he walks between my legs, and he slows me down, and he says, give me a hug, give me some loving. So I stop, and I sort of pretend to sit on his big back, and I hug him around the chest, and I hug him around the mane, and I hug him around the neck, and I snuggle his nose, and I tell him how wonderful he is, and I tell him what a good dog he is, and what a super dog he is. And then I say, okay, then I take the leash, if I have the leash on him, and I pull him out from underneath me, and I say, let's go, and he wants to have more hugging. So I take the leash off, and then I continue walking. And as I walk along another 30 steps, there he is up for another set of loving. He's coming in from the back. He's coming in from the front. He's coming in to slow me down so that I will give him my original loving. I will give him the good that is born in me in my originality. I am hugging him in an original way, in a beautiful way, in a loving way, and he just loves it. And then when I walk out the door in the evening when I go from the monastery down to the hermitage, Sammy, our big, beautiful cat, comes out the door with Rex and myself. And as he comes out the door, he lays on the concrete and he rolls in front of us and he walks in front of us trying to trip us to get our attention. He wants some loving. And so, since there's nobody in the monastery, he comes down to our house. And he comes to the gate where Rex and I are ready to go in. And I say, okay, Sammy, come on, because I know he's there. And he comes running through the gate. And then Jeannie sees him from the other side of the fence. She's out walking around the drive. And she leaps on top of the fence and then leaps over the fence and comes next to Sammy and rolls in the sand next to Sammy. And Sammy rolls in the sand next to Jeannie. And the two of them communicate how good is born of originality. Two animals rolling in the dust. You think, is that a way of showing love? Is that a way of showing originality? Is that a way of showing peace, of showing goodness? Yes, indeed it is. And sometimes they will swat at each other, and they'll catch each other with their claws, and they'll roll and tumble and toss with each other. But what are they doing? They're playing. When you see two bear cubs playing with each other, boxing each other, when you see two tigers, two little lion cubs boxing with each other and rolling around, that's part of training that they do for when they're ready to go out and go hunting for food, when they're ready to go out and live in the wilds where they are, not at home with mommy watching over them. But they don't dislike each other. They just learn how to play with each other. And too often in our homes, we don't learn how to play with our brothers and sisters. We don't learn how to play with our brothers and sisters because we're told, now don't do that, now don't do that, now you should do this, now you should be nice, now you should. If we would just let the kids alone, if we as loving parents would show forth that lovingness, our children would show forth that lovingness and they would carry it all the days of their life. They would have that love for their brother, for their sister. They would have the family love so deeply intoned, so deeply in tune with them that they could never move from it. They would do good as it's born in originality, in the way that they look at each other, think about each other, talk to each other, act about each other. And they would be so happy and so fulfilled. They would feel just like a magical time. Good is born in originality. The lion cubs are batting each other around. That's their way of playing. Lions, our cats, they roll in the dust and the sand together, and then they chase each other, and then they lay down, and then they preen each other. This is all part of being brotherly love. All part of good born in originality. We all have in us this animal nature. We all have within us this loving nature of boxing with our kin, with our brothers and sisters and our family. And we don't mean anything negative by it. We don't mean anything unkind about it. That's just the way we are. That's just the way a being is, an animal being, a human being is. What we want to learn to do is to see all things that we do as good, born in originality. Every action we do, when Rex comes and runs between my legs for a hugging, it's kind of original for me. I had never experienced that with a dog before. And when the cats come and I'm sitting here giving a talk, and Jeannie, my beautiful black cat, sees me sitting here, and she thinks, now he's quiet, and he's sitting in one place. I am going to sit on his lap. So she sits on my lap right in front of the microphone. She sits on my lap right in front of my, looking at the microphone and at the iPhone that I'm recording on. And she waves her tail at my nose to tickle my nose, trying to make me laugh. She's doing everything she can to get my attention. Good is born in originality. These are all not, you might say, original things, but they are original because the moment they're done is the first time that they were ever done quite like that. The first time they were ever done quite in that wonderful, beautiful, unconditionally loving manner. And all is in divine order as they do it. And I feel so wonderful, so fantastic, so fulfilled because I'm part of this game of life and all its magic. Join me in this beautiful game of life, in good being born in originality. and you be original, like Rex, like Jeannie, like Sammy, like all of our cats and all of our dogs. Be original, be loving, and be yourself and have fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.